This article appeared in the spring 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. UUA presidential candidates speak. Holman and Morales discuss issues at UU New England Fall Conference in October by Jane Greer. The Reverend Dr. Laurel Holman and the Reverend Peter Morales, candidates for the UUA presidency, participated in a forum at the UU New England Fall Conference in Worcester, Massachusetts, in October. Both candidates largely agreed on basic goals: the need to grow Unitarian Universalism, to engage youth in congregational life, to develop a diverse professional ministry, and to continue the UUA's international engagement. They differed, however, in their approaches to issues. Holman emphasized the importance of spiritual depth, while Morales stressed the need for broad cultural change in the denomination. Each candidate was permitted 20 minutes to make an opening statement. Morales, who was minister of the Jefferson Unitarian Church in Golden, Colorado, told a story about visiting a congregation several years ago where he was pointedly ignored. "I cannot imagine, were I not already a committed UU, returning to that congregation," he said. Too many congregations, he added, had a similar track record. "I believe that the way we often treat people coming to us seeking community isn't poor manners, it's immoral. It's the equivalent of not feeding the hungry." Morales said the need to become more welcoming is imperative. "The key role for the president is to relentlessly cast a vision of a more open and welcoming religious movement and to create and help sustain a sense of urgency about that," he said. "This urgency comes from major changes in the makeup of the American population that are on the horizon," Morales said. "Of Americans who are 70 years of age or older, three-quarters are white, European extraction, Anglo," he said. "Of Americans who are 10 and younger, one-quarter are. If UU congregations fail to welcome and include this changing American face," Morales said, "Unitarian Universalism faces a strong possibility of becoming irrelevant." In her opening statement, Holman, senior minister of the First Unitarian Church in Dallas, told a story about a small congregation in Maine that needed to raise money to replace a steeple. The financial goal, which initially seemed impossible for such a small group, galvanized the congregation. After years of potluck suppers and other fundraising activities, the congregation got its new steeple and found new life as well, Holman said. Income rose, membership rose, and they became much more involved with the rest of the community. She lit a small wooden chalice made from some of the old steeple wood as a symbol of the hope that I see among us for our future. Holman said that as president, it would be her job to share these stories, calling UUs to a new spiritual depth in their lives. Holman also stressed the importance of Unitarian Universalism in interfaith dialogue, saying that UUs are uniquely positioned by their tolerance and by their understanding of other faiths, religious language, and symbols. "We have a chance to pull up a chair at the religious table and speak the language of metaphor and truth through the symbol of religion and through theological terms, religious language," she said. "We are amazingly positioned to do this at a time when the literalism of religious terms and religious ideas is rampant." Holman and Morales answered audience questions about the worsening financial situation, their experience with policy governance, congregational growth, youth ministry, and the relationship between social activism and spirituality. In closing, Holman said that one of her strengths was knowing how to bring people into community. "I intend to find the people in our midst, get them into congregations, and use what they know to assist this denomination in being articulate and effective, not just rerunning old scripts, but finding new ways to do things." In his closing statement, Morales said, "I began my presentation with a story about not feeling welcomed in a congregation. and drawing a picture of a movement that is sadly, frustratingly declining as a part of American religious life. The capacity to revitalize this movement, to make it dangerous, to make it powerful, to make it include a broad spectrum of people, the capacity to do that is in our hands. Jane Greer is senior editor at UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.